What I'd like to do is pause for a moment of me talking, and I'd like us to do some writing. It's going to be a very, very short period of writing, and we're not going to read this out to anyone. So if you'd like to write in a language other than English, if you'd like to write whatever you like, we won't be sharing these today. I'm going to read a little bit from a book called Writing Down the Bones by Natalie Goldberg. And again, I want to tie this into this idea of expectation versus reality. So what's going on in your mind? I'm not a writer. Oh, I don't want to do this. Why do we have to do this? Oh, I like doing this. So we're starting to notice, well, what are we already bringing into the situation? And what I'm going to ask is that when we start writing, I'm going to start a timer, that you just keep your hand moving. So even if you don't know what you're going to write next, see if you can either repeat the word that you've just written, or maybe you could write, I don't know, over and over again. Or maybe we're going to start with a phrase that I'll tell you in a minute. You could just go back to the phrase and write that again and see if something flows from that. The idea here is to see if we can start to drop those expectations, drop those voices in our head that say that things are supposed to be a certain way or it's supposed to sound a certain way. You don't even have to read it. You could write it and never look at it again. You're just going to see what happens. Natalie Goldberg says this: first thoughts have tremendous energy. It's the way the mind first flashes on something. The internal sensor usually squelches them. So we live in the realm of second and third thoughts, thought on thought, twice and three times removed from the direct connection of the first fresh flash. For instance, the phrase, I cut the daisy from my throat, shot through my mind. Now my second thought, carefully tutored in logic, politeness, fear, and embarrassment at the natural, would say, that's ridiculous. You sound suicidal. Don't show yourself cutting your throat. Someone will think you're crazy. And instead, if we give the censor its way, we write, my throat was a little sore, so I didn't say anything. Proper and boring. First thoughts are unencumbered by ego, by that mechanism in us that tries to be in control, tries to prove the world is permanent and solid, enduring and logical. The world is not permanent. It is ever-changing and full of human suffering. So if you express something egoless, it is also full of energy because it is expressing the truth of the way things are. Then let's see what happens. We're going to start writing, and the first words I'd like you to write, so write these words and then just carry on. The last thing I expected was. The last thing I expected was. Thank you. you need to finish your sentence, then you can. You could take a minute to look back over it if you wanted. You could take a minute to sit.